Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of the news here on Summit in 6. Here's what we're covering this week. The North Summit Fire District has a new fire chief. There was a discussion in council this week about the general obligation or the GO bond that Summit County voters passed last November and the possibility of a new committee to oversee the purchasing of land that will be funded by the bond. We also have an update on the Three Mile Canyon Trail new alignment. And as always, just a few quick housekeeping items at the end. So let's get into the news, Bridget.
All right, first up, we have some North Summit Fire Service District news. Last night, the North Summit Fire District Administrative Control Board passed a recommendation to the Summit County Council that offers a contract to Benjamin L. Nielsen to be hired as fire chief of the North Summit Fire District. This decision was approved by council this morning, March 18th. Nielsen's qualifications include firefighting for Clinton City Fire Department for 18 years, where he was also promoted to the rank of senior captain. He served in the North Davis Fire District as well for a time. He has a Bachelor of Science in Emergency Service Administration and a Master's degree in Public Services Administration, both from Utah Valley University. And he's a designated supervising fire officer and managing fire officer through Utah Fire and Rescue Academy.
In a press release issued after the announcement, Chief Nielsen said, "I look forward to working with the community and the North Summit Fire District firefighters in this new role. The theme of my career has always been to progress and grow. I do not take this opportunity lightly and am eager to learn from and share the knowledge and skills I have with this great organization. Now that there is a fire chief in place, council and the administrative control board will immediately work with the chief to bring back the volunteer service and to provide fire services in the district and ensure the volunteers can safely provide those services."
Alrighty, up next, we'll dive into some highlights from Wednesday night's council meeting. At the meeting, the Summit County Debt Committee presented their recommendation to council regarding the general obligation bond for open space that Summit County voters passed last November. Before we get into the details, I think it's important we mention the changes in estimated taxpayer impact that have occurred. Since the bond was initially presented to the community in the fall of 2021, the estimated annual cost for taxpayers has increased due to factors like inflation and other market conditions.
Initially, a $40 to $50 per year estimate was presented to taxpayers if the full $50 million bond was issued. But after adjusting the changes in market value and interest rates as it stands now, the estimate increased to approximately $60 to $65 per year per household, depending on home values. And we'd like to point out that these estimated yearly costs are highly dependent on home values and the market and inflation that's going on in the economy at large. So keep in mind that everyone's individual property tax is different and many factors play into this.
Okay, so now that we've explained that, let's get back to the Debt Committee's recommendation. County Finance Officer Matt Levitt recommended to council that the county go ahead and issue the full $50 million bond approved by voters with a term of 15 years. And after a long discussion weighing all the options, council agreed with this course of action.
So next, on March 30th, council will move to authorize a resolution to issue the bond before the tax roll closes on May 22nd. After that, the county auditor will have the taxpayer impact rates approved by June 22nd. So keep an eye on your mail in mid-July, around July 22nd, because this is when disclosure notices will be sent to property owners.
While we're on the topic of the general obligation bond for open space, there was a discussion at council regarding three potential new advisory subcommittees that would report to an executive committee. That executive committee's goal would be to advise the council based on a set selection or evaluation criteria which properties to consider purchasing using open space bond funds. Not too much came from the discussion aside from determining the structure of the potential new committee and subcommittees.
Council decided that this new executive committee would be called the Summit County Open Space Advisory Committee, or OSAC for short. Additionally, there will be three subcommittees created with representation from Northern, Southern, and Western Summit County. Each subcommittee will be comprised of seven people who will be appointed by the county manager, Tom Fisher, with the consent of council. Each subcommittee will be tasked with appointing three of their members to sit on OSAC and to develop a screening criteria and values for how to evaluate properties to apply to the bond funds.
To be clear, these committees would be separate from the county's existing open space advisory committees, ESAP and BOSAC. Those committees receive funding from a separate source and have a specific mission that is different from this potential OSAC committee that's related to the new open space bond issue.
So we realize that there's a lot of moving parts with this and that this may be confusing. So we'll continue to provide updates for this. But at this time, I think the most important thing for residents to know is that this new committee will have representation from the North Summit, South Summit, and Park City areas. So all parts of the county will be represented as these committees determine how to use these open space and land use bonds.
That's important because this general obligation bond is the first countywide GO bond. So it's important to have representation from all parts of the county.
In other news about open space, council convened as the Snyderville Basin Recreation District to approve a public recreation trail easement and access agreement for the 3 Mile Canyon Trail. Basin Recreation and Promontory have been working together to create a new trail alignment that will reroute and improve the existing trail. It was agreed upon that Promontory will be paying for all the construction costs of this new trail under the guidance of Basin Recreation. Once the trail is complete, Basin Recreation will take over the management of this trail.
So what will this future trail look like? Well, it's going to bypass the portion of the existing trail that's being affected by Promontory's golf course construction zone. Essentially, the new trail will take recreationists around and up Promontory. And Basin Recreation is confident that this trail is an improvement that will provide a better experience for people due to its more user-friendly grades, not to mention that the trail is going to gain 3,000 vertical feet from start to finish. That'll definitely be a fun downhill ride.
And the two questions everyone's probably wondering are, one, the new trail will be built before the old one is shut down. And even though this is in Promontory, which is a private community, this trail will have public access for everyone.
Okay. And finally, we just have a quick election-related reminder. The primary election is June 28th, 2022. And while that's still quite a ways away, there is an important deadline coming up at the end of the month for voters to be aware of. The last day to change your party affiliation status is Thursday, March 31st at 5 p.m. So if you're not registered to vote, if you've moved recently, or if you want to vote in a closed primary for the Republican, Libertarian, or Constitutional parties, then this deadline is important for you. For more information, go to www.vote.utah.gov. Again, get this done by March 31st.
Perfect. And that's all the news we have for this week. We'll be back next week with the latest happenings in Summit County.